This is America Weekend. In a moment, we'll be joined by Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate. But first, a new study from the Association of American Medical Colleges predicts a huge shortage of doctors by the year 2025. The study projects we will be short by as many as 90,000 physicians in 10 years, especially surgeons and specialists who treat chronic diseases. The shortage is due to factors like a growing and aging population, as well as the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, increasing demand as more people are covered by insurance. The organization has called on Congress to raise the number of slots it sponsors for medical residents at teaching hospitals by 3,000 medical students a year. The total cost, about $1 billion per year, which is not included in the Obamacare projections. New research says that sad movies could make you fat. We eat twice as much junk food during weepy movies than comedies. Researchers found that we eat up to 55% more when watching a sad movie than a happy one. They say there's a couple of reasons for this. First, movies can generate emotional eating and people may eat to compensate for sadness. Another reason is that the more gripping a film is, the less likely someone will want to leave their seat and miss a good scene. So they sit and eat more. Americans say bye-bye American pie. Desserts are disappearing. Americans are eating fewer desserts nowadays. Researchers tracked the daily eating habits of 5,000 people in 2,000 households across the country. They found only 12% of dinners eaten at home include a dessert. That's down from 15% 10 years ago and way down from the 24% back in 1986. The reason for the decline? People are becoming too lazy to make dessert and too cheap to buy it. America's most popular dog breeds are, well, the Labrador Retrievers, the most popular in the U.S. again. The American Kennel Club announced its annual popular dog breed list, and Labrador Retriever was top dog for the second straight year. German Shepherd came in second, and Golden Retriever was third, both also for the second straight year. Here's the top 10 of 2014's most popular dogs. Number 10, the Rottweiler. Number 9, the French Bulldog. Number 8, the Boxer. 7, Poodle. 6, Yorkshire Terrier. 5, the Beagle, followed by the Bulldog, the Golden Retriever, the German Shepherd, and as we mentioned, the Labrador Retriever, number 1 again. Our regular contributor each week is Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate. You know her from Animal Precinct many years on the Animal Planet channel. And good morning, Anne-Marie. Nice to talk to you again.
Great to be here, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, and we want to talk all about grooming today. Now, if you have a dog or a cat, this is something that you really need to pay attention to, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's good for your pet's overall health and well-being. I have, as everyone knows by now, lots of dogs and lots of cats, and I build in pet grooming to my daily or weekly routine. It takes me a while to get through them, so I sort of space it out, but it's certainly good, and it's a great way to examine your pet's overall health. You can get in their ears and check their paws, check their coat, check their mouth, and it's a great bonding experience as well. So I always recommend that you take some time, schedule it into your week, maybe it's a weekend, and get a brush. Brush your dog, brush your cat, and the benefits are wonderful, not only for your pet, but for yourself as well.
So now you're saying you do all this yourself?
I am a do-it-yourselfer. Whenever I can do something myself and save some money, because we do have so many animals, I will do it myself. So I have clippers, which I don't recommend to everybody. It's certainly something that you have to practice or know somebody who can clip dogs so that they can instruct you. I wouldn't recommend anybody just going out and getting a pair of clippers and clipping their dogs. But you can certainly get a pair of scissors and definitely clip around your dog's rear end area, which is an important area, so they don't get backed up, especially if you have a dog like a Shih Tzu who has that curly, crimpy hair that really gets matted. And if you don't groom your dog regularly, especially the Shih Tzus, the Cocker Spaniels, the Poodles, the Bichons, they can get really matted hair. So it's really important. So I have several of those dogs, so I do it myself. And it saves me not only a lot of money, but it's also, I love it. It's really a fun time that I really enjoy it.
And do your dogs enjoy it?
They do, actually. They, you know, listen, they're not not thrilled, but they certainly feel better afterwards. I have one dog. She's a Cockalier. She's half Cocker Spaniel and half Cavalier King Charles, and she has a like woolly mammoth coat. It's unbelievable. She looks amazing after I get done grooming her, and she really feels so much better. She has a lighter step to her. She runs around in a circle and gets so excited. It's really, really funny to see the reaction that they have to a good grooming session.
And you make sure that there's a special treat at the end of all this, right? You've taught them that?
Oh, absolutely. My one dog, Jasmine, she's a Shih Tzu, so she has to be groomed almost weekly, clipped and what so on. She runs to the cabinet after she's done with her grooming and sits there and waits for a treat because she knows after she's groomed, she gets a yummy treat. And I usually save a really yummy treat for those times because they certainly associate it. It's like Pavlov's dog, right? They associate this routine with getting a treat, this action with getting a treat, and it definitely works.
When you're doing one dog, the grooming, do the others line up anticipating it? Do they know that they're not scheduled for that day, that they have to wait?
Some run, and some are kind of hanging around. But it's funny, my cats are the ones who really love to be brushed. So when I'm grooming a dog, a cat will always jump up on the counter and want to be brushed. So I usually have to take a few minutes and brush my cats as well. And they love it. If you start your cat brushing them when you first get them or when they're very young, they actually come to really enjoy it. And it's really, really healthy for their coat and their skin as well. It's really amazing the difference when you have a well-groomed animal as opposed to a not well-groomed animal. And I dealt with this a lot as an animal cop. We used to charge people with neglect for not grooming their animals, and they were matted, they were filled with ticks. These are really, really extreme cases, but your dog can certainly suffer as a result of not being groomed properly.
All right, now for those who don't want to do it yourself or don't have the time or the inclination, what can you recommend about groomers that are available on the market?
Yeah, so I always have a groomers beware speech because, not to say that there aren't wonderful groomers out there, because there are some amazing groomers out there who really care about your pet, and they treat them like their own when they go into their shop. But there are groomers out there who should not be groomers at all. And I dealt with many cruelty cases regarding pets being injured, hurt, or even killed at the groomers because of neglect, because they weren't paying attention and the dog fell off the table and got injured or even choked. They put a dog in a cage and put a dryer on them, and the dog would actually burn to death. I mean, that's extreme, but I would never, ever recommend bringing your dog to a groomer unless you've done your research on that groomer. Meet the actual groomer who's going to be taking care of your pet. Make sure you find out what exactly they're going to do, what shampoo they're going to use. Is it an all-natural shampoo, not filled with chemicals? Find out where the dogs are going to be kept while they're waiting. You should have a definite scheduled appointment for your dog. If your dog has to go at 9 a.m. and spends the whole day at the groomer, that is not the groomer for you. You should have a special time, and it shouldn't take a groomer more than a couple of hours to groom your pet from start to finish. That's just groomers, when they do that, they overscheduled, and they put a bunch of dogs in a cage, and then they get to them when they get to them. Well, that's not really good for your dog. It's not... they're not happy. It's not healthy. You don't know how clean the groomer is. And never, ever allow them to put your dog in a cage and put a dryer on your dog. Your dog should be hand blown dry. I've seen too many cases, no matter whether they say the heat is regulated and there's no way they can burn. Metal cages are like an oven. You put heat on them and they heat up, and your dog is the recipient of that, whatever happens, that oven effect. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but my point is, just be very, very careful about who is grooming your pet and make sure you trust them. There's no one overseeing this industry. There's no one checking on them. So you definitely have to be your own investigator.
So you're saying that groomers can just put up a sign saying, I'm a groomer, and there's no real way to know how good or bad they are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are schools out there that groomers, and you can join a grooming, you know, society, whatever, blah, blah. It means nothing. Anybody can start a business. You can be a dog walker and have no dog walking experience. I met a guy the other day who has no experience whatsoever walking dogs. He decided he wanted to start a dog walking business. So he started a dog walking business. No experience whatsoever. They can do the same thing with groomers. You have to get, you know, permits and that sort of thing to run a business. But there's no one saying you're a good groomer, you're a bad groomer. And unless something bad happens, you would never know. And it's certainly, then it's a civil thing. If something happens to your pet and you're not happy with the result, that's a civil court type situation, unless there's a cruelty issue involved. And then you have to get the investigators or the police involved. So it's an industry that needs to be regulated and is not being regulated. So my advice is to be very, very careful about sending your dog or cat off to a groomer before doing your homework.
Or do it yourself like Anne-Marie Lucas.
Yeah, be a do-it-yourselfer. It's so much fun. I mean, I can't tell you. I put the radio on or whatever I'm listening to in the morning, and I definitely go to town, and I have a great time with my dogs. It's a good bonding experience.
All right, and your pet tip of the week?
My pet tip of the week is to save that special treat. I talked about this before, but save that special treat for when you want to groom your pet. Make it the yummiest treat so that they look forward to it, and they associate grooming time with getting that yummy treat at the end. And it really does make them behave. They're waiting for it. They know what's going to happen. But don't forget to give them that treat at the end of the grooming session.
Anne-Marie Lucas, thank you so much for always useful information. You speak from experience, some of it very bad experience, but still it's good for people to know because they certainly don't want to put their pets in harm's way.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Anne-Marie, we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Mike was arrested and charged with possession of 20 grams of methamphetamine. But since no single person could ever use 20 grams, the DA also charged Mike with a more serious crime, intent to sell. During the trial, the DA had no proof of Mike's intent to sell, so he offered evidence of Mike's poverty and unemployment as his motivation to sell. Wouldn't the judge find a defendant's poverty level inadmissible to establish motive? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The judge did find Mike's unemployment relevant, so he was found guilty of all charges. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your boss and coworkers appreciate you more? Granted, hard work is key, but for the extra edge, you might want to try this. Here's the social science of it. They're called emblems, and the more you can have around you, the better. For instance, want to be seen as a loyal coworker? Then put a picture of your doggy out for all to see. Dogs are emblematic of loyalty. Pictures of family members do the same thing. Also, put up a pennant or display some memorabilia associated with your favorite or your boss's favorite sports team. What's the cheap psychological trick? You know, you can tell everyone you're a loyal team player and they may believe you, but it's better to show it without words. And believable emblems say it louder than words. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.